Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
KB3MXM. And I'll be starting in about 10 minutes, folks.
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India for 10.
This is KB3KWT.
KB3KWT, this is K3YLW.
W, this is KB3KWT. Did Mike get it connected?
He just did. He's out of town right now, but he connected from wherever the heck he is, and I'm going to be monitoring.
Hey, well, thank you for getting it connected.
Okie dokie. Take it easy, K3YLW.
If everything is set up right, you would be able to connect by piping it on your keypad, 6154, KB3JQQ.
All right, good evening, folks. So we'll be starting here in just a few moments. This is KB3MXM. Good evening. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland section, Maryland DC section manager. And we'll be starting in just a few minutes to let you know that it's going to be a bit of multimedia tonight. I'm going to play around with sending some messages, text, and images to the Maryland DC section Twitter page throughout the session this evening, since you can't do that in Echolink, so maybe I'll share some things there. And if you have some things that you'd like to share as well, you can find that online. I'll type this in the text box. So if you happen to if you're not online with Echolink or through the internet, you can just send me a note. We'll be starting in just about 2 minutes. All right, KB3MXM, standing by. All right, good evening. Thank you for joining us for our monthly Maryland DC section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Echolink node. And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy evening. We have plenty to cover this evening, and I'd like to try to get to all of it. We've got some activities coming up very soon I think everyone will be interested in. And as I said a few moments ago, if you are following the section via Twitter, Facebook, or you receive the section news via email, it would be very helpful if you could indicate that in the text box, and I'll share with you. Oh, very good, Scott. He's got both in their Facebooks and Twitter. If you're following it via the news, you get it directly. You can just put news, capital N-E-W-S. Or if you're reading it online on the ARRL home page under Maryland DC section, you can just put ARRL or anything else you like to put in there, because I'll capture the text box. That would be very nice. Oh, thank you. There you go. News. All right. Enough with the social media for right now. Let's take a break. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right. Once again, thank you for joining this evening's Maryland DC section Echolink on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. Again, here on the WB3GXW Echolink node. Thank you very much, John, for giving us the opportunity to meet, and John Creel, and for all of the excellent work he's done to allow this to happen. And you should, as you might have read in the news, there's a lot that goes into even repeaters, and I'm sure there's just as much work that goes into keeping an Echolink node running. All right, I'm going to cover a few things just for those that are listening. You might be listening via some of the linked repeater systems. You'll see that in the news. I'm not going to cover it. You know where it's at. But we have stations that could go everywhere from Ocean City all the way out to Frederick and St. Mary's, all the way to Southern Maryland. So look in the news for those linked repeaters. If there are linked, you can certainly get in via the linked repeaters. Also, encourage you to tell your other fellow hams about Echolink. Get registered with Echolink. Every club should be suggesting to their new hams when they take tests or when they get involved. Even some of us who have been at it for a while, I show Echolink on my Android phone to some hams, and they're like, "Really? I had no idea." So please share that. Also, we've got a lot of activities going on in this section. I'm going to go through them very briefly here. Again, you can find them in the section news. We'll take a break and be right back. KB3MXM. All right, let's continue. A couple activities that are going on and that I think you would enjoy. This Sunday, October the 21st, the Mid-Atlantic Antique Radio Club, the Radio Fall Fest, is being held at the Davidson Family Recreation Center in Davidsonville. If you've been to the Anne Arundel Club, you're pretty much in the same place. So the tailgating starts at 8. I think it runs until 3. And there's also an auction, which can be pretty interesting. Some interesting things. I've seen old vacuum tubes and cathode ray tubes and old antique radio furniture, if you want to call it that, all going out the door. I know you're going to find something interesting. So help the organization out. Attend the auction. They make it very easy for you to participate. Also on the 28th of October is the Mason-Dixon Ham Fest being held at the Sportsman's Hall Roller Skating Center. Still roller skating rings around here. In Upper Co, Maryland, north of Reisterstown, on your way north out of that town on Route 30, you'll find it up there, sponsored by the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club on the 28th. Please plan to attend. And the last one I'll cover, or actually the last two that I'll cover here, because there's a lot of other ones in here as well. You've got the Wacom Ham Fest up in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. That's within the Atlantic Division. They visit us, we visit them. It's really great. That being sponsored by the Washington Amateur Communications. And you'll find information on how to get to Canonsburg, Pennsylvania to participate in that activity. And then once we get past November into December, early December, we've got the third annual Santa Fest at the American Legion's Youth Camp in Cheltenham, Maryland, being sponsored by the Prince George's County Emergency Radio Association and the American Legion. All right, that's the activities that are happening over the next couple of days. Stand by. We'll be right out. All right, I'll try to keep it short there. John, thank you very much. Also, you might have seen in the section news, we've been very fortunate. We have been fortunate. Many others have not. We've had the potential of disasters, but luckily have missed most of the Maryland, D.C. area, both Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Michael, as well as continuing disasters in other areas of Florida, especially in the Panhandle area. And please keep your fellow hams in mind, and if you can help them in some way, please do so. That goes to the next point here, is about being ready. We're into the winter season. Are we getting past fall into winter? And so hurricanes, hopefully, we won't have any more. But are you ready? That was a question I posed in the section news. So at your next Aries meeting or amateur club meeting, amateur radio club meeting, ask the question, what is your level of readiness? And if you need help, there's people in your organization here at ARL in Aries in amateur radio clubs that are more than willing to help you get ready. So take a break. Stand by. I'm also just going to mention, I've been asked a couple of times now, the section's been asked, and I'm sure we have Jim Montgomery online tonight, about Aries Connect, your Aries members. The Aries Connect will be rolling out later this year. You might have already seen it. You might have gotten an email to register. Please do so. It's very, very important. This is going to be a great national program. It's going to help us get our act together here and being able to support nationally all the Aries activities that might be going on, including those in our local areas and with our partners and their served agencies. So please get registered as soon as possible. Thank you. All right, e-letter. Right. So it's in your mailbox. Or you can find it on the website. Thank you very much, Al. And you heard me this evening talk about social media, and I'm going to take an opportunity here. Well, maybe I'm not going to get an opportunity. I can't talk and type at the same time. It won't let me. All right, so if you're following the section via the section news, please type news, capital news, in the text box, or send me an email. Let me know, and I'll share that with the section staff. If you're using social media and you're following the section via Twitter or Facebook, you know, put that in the text box or send an email. You know, the idea is we're getting at least 10,000 views in Twitter a month. 10,000. And the numbers keep increasing, which is very good. Participate. A lot of emergency operations and emergency managers and first responder organizations are using social media to get the word out to the public very quickly, share situational awareness, and mechanisms are being created right now to be able to capture information from social media that then can be sent to emergency responders. Although always call 911 if it's an emergency, but social media is certainly important as well. Take a break. Let everybody reset. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. This is the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLinkNet. Okay, I'm not sure of that statistics. Historically, about as many hurricanes in June as there are in November. Now, that's probably true, although your August and September is probably the highest. But we've got other, thank you very much for the note. So, we've got other disasters that can happen, flooding, fire, we've got tornadoes, severe weather, tidal, earthquakes, any one of those, including man-made disasters when it comes to responding and being prepared to help. So thank you for that statistic. Many of you know what I do, so they, you know, knowing that there's even hurricanes in November, which is the reason I keep a bag packed. All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go to some of our section folks. We've got a lot to cover. We're at about a quarter of a way through, so I'm going to start at the top of the list here. Let me go right down here. First of all, I want to give John, if you're on, John, yes, I think you are. If you're on, have a couple of words, and John Creel, WB3GXW. Go ahead, sir.
All right, good evening, everybody, WB3GXW. The Laurel Club will be testing tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Women's Club, 384 Main Street. Walk-ins are welcome. Any applicants who pass or upgrade, their upgrades or new call signs will be in the database Monday by 12 noon. The WASH DC conference server did support the Hurricane Net for a while as the hurricane approached Florida. The bulletins last Saturday and Sunday were chock full of information about amateur radio's participation in the disaster relief. And that's about all I got. WB3GXW, back to net control.
All right, John, thank you very much. And you can also find where testing is occurring. You can find it online at the League, and Laurel VE will also have listings of where it's done. Know the rules before you walk in the door. You need some kind of form of identification. Help your fellow hams take the test and take it successfully. All right, thank you very much, John. Excuse me. Moving down the list, I see KB3KAS, Jim. Jim, our Maryland Section Emergency Coordinator. Good evening, Jim. Would you like to say a few words for the net, sir? Go ahead.
KB3MFM. WB3KAS, we're going through the K3ELA recruiter down here in Southern Maryland. And very good evening to everyone. A couple of things. Various SETs around the sections are in full swing. There's a couple of them have held their sessions. Not too late to get started on that. I encourage you to do that before the end of the year. We've been involved in two American Red Cross drills and exercises in the month of September, and we have another one coming up in November 10, going to be a statewide Maryland-Delaware combined exercise, and I will be contacting various amateur radio operators in six different venues, locales, to see if I can get you to come up and help out at your local Red Cross station. Wednesday night we had 16 check-ins at the hospital net, and the next one is November 21. Report from Southern Maryland, it's WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim, very good, thank you. Let me let everybody reset. I'm going to go down my list one more time and pull out some more names. Stand by, everyone. KB3MXM, this is the Maryland DC Echo Link Net. All right, let me check. I do not see it, but it might be Ken. I see Ken, KA3POX-L. Is that Ken, our Section External Affairs and PIC? Ken, do you have a few words for us for the net, sir? Go ahead.
This is KA3POX. I am not any of those titles, just a member of the Southern Maryland Amateur Radio Club and the Fort Washington Amateur Radio Club, providing an Echolink connection to the K3ERA repeater, and no traffic for the net from KA3POX. Over.
Okay, Ken, I apologize. I saw Ken, and I thought that was Ken, KGT4USN. All right, thank you, Ken, and thank you for providing a link to Southern Maryland. See, we're covering the entire state here. It's amazing. We can do that here through Echolink. All right, going down my list, I did see Father Al, W3YVQ. How about a few words for the net, sir, and thank you very much. Go ahead.
Very well. Good evening, Marty, and everyone. Thank you all for coming to the conference this evening. I've noticed that Florida is still requesting additional support for their relief operations due to Hurricane Michael, notably in the Mexico City, Panama City area along the coast there, where there's just total devastation. And apparently the objective is for amateurs with the appropriate equipment to be able to go in totally self-contained into an affected area with their own power, food, shelter, clothing, radio equipment, etc., to be able to provide communications for the public, and I suspect also for direct applications for served agencies that might be stationed on site, and any ICS command post service that's required. And that means that being ready ahead of a disaster can pay huge dividends in these kinds of situations. One, you know the staff, so that getting yourself credentialed, so to speak, to be able to go in is easy. If you're from outside and you wish to volunteer, you need to check with the Florida section staff to make certain that credential process is followed, and self-deployments are strongly discouraged. In fact, you'll meet little success in getting into certain affected areas. However, being able to communicate formal written record traffic and public welfare inquiries inbound and outbound is of key importance in those situations. Right. Stop and think for a minute. If such an occurrence happened in our bailiwick, how would we deal with those situations? How would we communicate with our neighbors? How would we communicate with our CERT people and FRS and GMRS people and REACT people? And to be able to assist folks who need assistance that may have stayed in residence but are isolated with no power or no way to get food or transportation in many cases. And it's a monumental task, and all Aries people need when they ask themselves, are you prepared to address that depth of application of our technology? But, right? Remember that if you want to operate efficiently in such situations, you need to be familiar with how to operate on directed nets, particularly directed traffic nets, and or how to make connections via the various digital modes, and most notably WinLink 2000 or WinLink, and to be able to send traffic in and out of those areas with the least amount of intervention by other parties, which ties up those resources. Winlink allows you to reach gateways well outside of the affected area and handle welfare and agency traffic without any intermediary relays being required. So that's a big matter to address in thinking about your state of readiness. And of course, the ARES manual, the new one, touches on the fact that ARES people should be familiar with national traffic system procedures, and that means knowing how to format the radiogram, how to format a batch file for the digital traffic network, how to deal with radio email, routing and messaging, etc., as part of your long-haul messaging service as well as your local work. Right? If you'd like to learn more about how to do those kinds of things, and to work in directed traffic nets and format the various message forms and handle them on the air, including sending upper, lowercase, and all punctuation in fully email formatted text, feel free to check into our nets, the MEPN, which meets at 6 o'clock every day on 3820, or the Baltimore traffic net here in the Central Corridor on 145.33, or if you like to pound brass, MDD, which meets at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., and we'll get you started and or point you in the right direction. We have tutorial information ready and waiting for folks who would like to learn the skills. That will be enough tonight. I'm sure you could tell us a lot of stories, Marty, about getting comms established when you look over a whole county and find that most all the buildings are gone. W3YVQ, and God bless those people down there in Prairie Farm.
All right, thank you there, Father Al, W3YVQ, our section traffic manager, for that information. And let me also mention training, very, very important. Baltimore Traffic Net is a training net, and VHF out of Shawsville, Maryland, north of Baltimore. And you can also get experience with the Maryland Slow Net. And if you're interested in participating or perhaps maybe pulling together a group for some message handling practice, please let Father Al know. All right, thank you very much. So let's move on here. I've got some other folks I'd like to allow to go right away. We've got a couple of Skywarn folks on board, and you know, I'm just gonna have to find them here. Hang on just a second. I'm driving like three screens. So there he is, Ray. Hello, Ray. Skywarn Baltimore. Ray, do you have a few words for us? And then I'm going to turn it over. After that, I'm going to go right to Tom, Skywarn DC. So Ray, Skywarn Baltimore, and then Tom, Skywarn DC. Go ahead, Ray.
Roger. This is N3RES. My weather prediction is it's going to be cold. It's already dropped. It's already going to be dropping almost to 32 degrees today. I mean, tonight. And, man, it's freezing. And that's about all with that. I haven't looked really at the weather before I got on the net. So this is N3RES. I'll be around if there's another round.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. Let's go to Tom at W3 Tango Delta Hotel. All right, nothing from Tom. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim, WI3N. And he's from the Atlantic Division. So, Jim, do you have a few words for the net this evening, please? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Marty, and good evening, everybody. Wanted to go across a couple of really quickies here. A few months on the 18th of September, I think, there was a national text alert that was put out, a test. I'm just curious if anybody here was involved with that. I did get one. We just had the Great Southeast Shakeup alert. I got a text for that, and then another text that said, "Oops, we screwed up, but are you available in an hour right now?" Blah blah blah. Anyway, I'm curious to see how many people got that text. That's also you can read about that in the e-news. Also, there was a, Jim didn't mention it, but the PG Aries group will be setting up at Company 30 Fire Department, just by the down by our EOC, from 1 p.m., noon till 5, and they'll be on the air. They're having an open house, so they're going to be on the air there, showing off our what we can do. And one last thing is maybe at some point Father Al might want to mention or talk about the National Traffic System Digital, NTSD. So, with all of that, thank you very much, and back to Matt. This is WI3N.
All right, very good, Jim. And on the, you've just reminded me of something else that I'm looking through my previous notes, 205. And you really need, I think all we all have to be familiar with the 205. Sometimes it's used just as a catchphrase when it talks about frequencies and the organization of those frequencies for disasters. You know, I have a 205, my own 205. My personal 205 has those repeaters that I can get to. It also includes some hams that I have been able to hear on Simplex side during traffic nets, so I know that I can get to those hams as well. It also has some HF frequencies on there that we use for some of our exercises and preparedness, as well as we use these frequencies for emergency communications like the Maryland Emergency Phone Net. So you could have a 205 of your own. It's very important. And then things may change, or you might have to mark on there certain frequencies are either busy or not available. So I know, Jim, you talked about 205s. Both Jim, WI3N, and Jim, WB3KAS, our section emergency coordinator, and your local ECs, emergency coordinators through Aries, as well as Gordon, has been working to consolidate a statewide 205 template. So I want you to participate. Get your frequencies together. Make sure that what you're posting online is accurate. I get a lot of that information from websites. And a lot of webmasters or web people have been doing an absolutely superb job in keeping that information current. Very, very important. And congratulations and appreciation from the TMARC group as they continue to work to make sure that we have no issues and that avoid any deconfliction. So, again, frequency agility, frequency readiness, frequency preparation. And thank you very much, Jim, for that. All right. It looks like, Tom, the microphone now working. You got to love that. All right, Tom, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel. See, I should have done that. Go ahead, Tom, a few words, please.
What we have is a slight disarrangement of the station. If you'll bear with me, Marty, I finally got my environmental impact statement accepted, and I've got a permit from the Mine Safety and Health Administration, so now I can begin trying to find the floor of my shack. Things are in such disarray here, it's no wonder that some things aren't working well. But leaving that alone, what Skywarn has been up to in the last several weeks, we arranged a time to change out the beam antenna at the WX4LWX station at the Sterling Forecast Office. However, that fell through for lack of available help at the last hour, and we weren't able to bring it up. So we're rearranging that and making sure to get more ironclad commitments. And the other thing we're looking at is to try and join the 2-meter beam on its tower with a 6-meter beam on a rotating shaft, but without any elevation rotor, because we don't need it, so that we would be able to fire a 6-meter signal with some hope of success up to the backup office for the Sterling Forecast Office, which is just across in Pennsylvania there. And that way we could inform them, or they us, were they to have to fulfill their backup role, we could still inform them what we were getting in by telephone and by radio from the local area, so that they would have, you know, in supporting the forecast process for this service area, all the information the Sterling office would have had under those circumstances. Nothing other than that right now. I'll turn it back to Nat, W3TVH.
All right, very good, Tom. Thank you for that update. Very well indeed. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're at near the bottom of the hour. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink on the third Friday each month at 8 p.m., coming to you via the WB3GXW EchoLink node. Thank you very much, John. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I hope to hear from Ken. Ken is, I believe he is online, Ken Reed, and we should be hearing from him in just a moment. Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Sierra November. So we'll take a break, and Ken will be next. Stand by. All right, very good. I told you this evening it was going to be a multimedia session. So I'll repeat what I said earlier. If you're following the section via Twitter, then type in the window. You can type in the window at MDCARRL or Twitter. If you're following the section via the Facebook page, you can type Facebook. If you're following the section via the news and you get it in your inbox, your email box, you can just type news. If you're following the news of the section via the ARL homepage, under MDC section, then you can just type ARRL. And the reason I'm asking for this survey is it helps me and the staff and everyone to participate to know where we're being effective in getting the information to the section. A lot of information comes in and a lot of information goes out, and I will tell you that it takes me 10 to 12 hours, not every day, but often enough to search the internet looking for opportunities to put in our news. So if you're following us in a certain place and you would like to include that information, I'll look there. All right, we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to call on Ken. Stand by. All right, I believe we've got KG4USN. He might be in through one of the linked repeaters. And Ken, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and a few words for the net this evening, sir. Go ahead.
Hello to all on the net. I tried the 440 machine. I'm now calling on the actual Echo Link on my phone. Good evening, Marty. Good evening to all on the net. The Stu Perry 160 is starting off the standby. The winter season of contesting, for those of you who like to pull on the top band. Anne Arundel Aries last week had a fantastic exercise with the county, full-scale exercise, went very well. Thanks to Mike and Andrea for all the organization. Great job. I have a new VHF radio, so I can do VHF Winlink now. And we did a short net following the shakeup.org. And we did this with 20 minutes of email notice, and we had about five folks, so that's pretty good on a weekday. That's about it for me. Back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you, Ken. And Ken is the section external affairs and PIC, public information coordinator. Ken is strategically positioned both internally and externally. One of the things you'll notice if you follow and practice NIMS, National Incident Management, there is a group that's called External Affairs. And it was intentional to give Ken that title of External Affairs for our group. So his counterparts within External Affairs for Disaster Communications fits very nicely with our ability to communicate for our served agencies and our community leaders and ourselves, and Ken is in that position to communicate with external affairs, which he has done quite very well, and so far we've been very fortunate to have him with us. Thank you very much, Ken. All right, thank you. Everybody is great, man. The whole text box is filling up with Twitter, Facebook, email. You just don't have any idea. I'd rather do it here with you than to send out a survey, because you only get about 2% response. Sometimes it gets caught by the spam filter. All right, we're going to go around the horn here and talk to some of our folks on repeaters, and then we're going to come right back and catch the rest of you here logged in with us this evening. So let me start with the one I see right here. How about AD90 link system? I see in the text box it says All-Star Link. That's amazing. And so we'll go to AD90. Go ahead. All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to Philip. Good evening, Philip, at W3ICF out there in the lands of Frederick and area. Philip, why don't you go ahead and check in with us and then call for stations on your repeater link system. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. I did have two, but I've only got one Echo Link connection out there on the repeater. But I'll have to check to see what we have on the RF side of it, which isn't showing up here. But everything's going about par for course around here, and let me just go ahead and bring Mike K3DO. He's pretty busy up here with FARG, FARC, and everybody else. So, Mike, why don't you pick it up and report in there to Marty anything that you feel significant. K3DO, go ahead, please. W3ICF. He might have got a call and stepped away. K3DO, are you there, Mike? Well, let's just see if there's anybody on the RF side, which doesn't show up on the screens. Anybody on the 146730? Come on in if you'd like to check in to the ARRL, Maryland, D.C. section that.
WAC Papa Baker Charlie in Adamstown, about 7 miles south of Frederick.
Go ahead, Phil. Pick up Papa Baker Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead there, Roland, and whatever you'd like to report in there from the RF side of the W3ICF-R repeater.
Phil and Holnett, just enjoying listening to all the planned events and the news of what's happening. So thanks a lot, everybody, for all the help and support that everybody gives each other. W3ICF Divine Group, WA3, Papa Baker Charlie, I'll be clear about listening.
Okay, thank you there, Roland. Let me check, see if there's anybody else on the RF side. Any additional check-ins from the RF side of the 14673? Come ahead, please.
Q.
Looks like we can't copy that one, Marty. I'm going to take one more check here and see if Mike's back where he can talk. KD30, Mike, are you available? Marty, I believe that covers us up here. Not too much out there tonight. So we'll go ahead and turn it back to you, and you can move on to the next one, W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. let's go to our folks down here. And Ken, this is KA3POX. You have anybody else linked into your system? Why don't you go ahead and check back in with me and then see if there's anyone else linked. So anybody through K3POX, we'll go ahead and take that one now. Go ahead.
Net control, this is Kilo Alpha 3, Papa Oscar X-ray, KA3POX. Are there any stations on the RF side of the K3ERA repeater that would like to check in? Please call now. Hearing none, we'll turn it back to net control from KA3POX.
All right, Ken, thank you. Let's go to Mike, KA2JAI. Mike, why don't you check in and call for any stations on your side, please.
KWT with no comments.
All right, thank you very much. excuse me there, folks. All right, let's go to KB3JQQ. Scott, why don't you check in, and anyone that might be on your system, sir?
Well, I'll just say good evening. I don't think there's anyone tuned in because I've
changed my frequency and tone since I told my neighbors. Anyway, according to the FCC, I'm now communicating to you on an illegal radio, so I guess I better get on the side. KB3JQQ.
It's not illegal. Not illegal. And I could, I had a great conversation with Tom, the division, Atlantic Division Director, and not illegal. Okay? And if anybody's interested in having that conversation, I'd be more than happy. All right, your Bofangs are not illegal. All right, let's go on to, and if you could get your cordless cell or your cordless telephone to work on 6 meters, I don't think it'd be illegal. All right, we'll have that discussion later. Let's go to N3HF. N3HF, anybody on the N3HF system that would like to check in, your call signs, please. All right, a little break of the squelch there, but we didn't hear anything. Let's give N3HF one more chance. Anyone on the system like to check in?
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
Well, it was disconnected, WB3GXW.
All right, thank you, John. Let's go down to N3RO. N3RO, Rick Frederick, go ahead and check in. Anybody on your system, sir?
Okay, good evening. This is Rick, N3RO, Skywarn Net Coordinator for Frederick County. And good evening to the net. And like you mentioned earlier, we were very fortunate up here to have been spared two hurricanes that seemed to be destined for our area initially, but took a different course. We did get our first frost up here last night of the year, of this fall season, and it was a good one. Everything was absolutely white this morning. Would like to mention that as Skywarn Coordinator for Frederick County, I do have a Mid-Maryland Weather Net that I host every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. on the 146.73 repeater. And some folks come in through Echolink and some come in through RF. And it's just a general discussion net. Try to bring up topics of interest with Skywarn and information about Skywarn, and also general topics of weather. And sometimes when the weather isn't doing much, we talk about anything else, too. So with that, back to net. This is Rick, N3RO, Frederick, Maryland.
Okay, Rick, thank you. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link on the third Friday at 8 p.m., starting at 8 p.m. each evening, or on the third Friday at 8 p.m. And we're using the WB3GXW Echo Link node, /_DC. Rick, I'd like to post that information, if it's okay with you. I'd like to put it on our Twitter link. Please send me an email at my call sign at the league, and we'll stick it on Twitter so people can, and I'll put it in my list to repeat. So if you put me in time, date, where, when, that kind of stuff, send me an email, Rick, and we'll get it posted and get some interest out there. Thank you. And by the way, speaking of on your Twitter feed, I just posted a few moments ago a picture of the Ares, or Ares radio that's going to be put on the International Space Station. It's a 710, and I met the folks. I met the gentleman from Japan and the folks here from Maryland and around the area in Germany that have been working on this. I was at the Ares meeting earlier this week, and I got to actually, I was standing right next to it. I was right off to the right there. So if you look on the Twitter page, you'll see a picture that was taken of that radio. So some interesting stuff there. All right, let's take a quick break, and when I get back, we're going to start going down the list here of who I haven't talked to. I want to hear from almost everybody We're going to try to pull everybody in real quick here, starting with Milford. Milford, you're going to be next. Everyone stand by. This is KB3MXM.
Oh, we'll check that.
Okay, Milford, N3Y, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead, Milford.
Okay, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, in Bowie. The only thing I have for the net is that the Anne Arundel Radio Club has reactivated, rather, the Holly Net in memory of Miss Holly Bevins, N3MB. She ran that net every weekday morning from about 7 to 9 for over 30 years. And we're hoping to have other hams help us to make this a go. We've got about three or four net controls right now, and we're on the lookout for more. So 7 to 9 on weekday mornings, the Holly Net is activated here in the general area. So don't hesitate to give us a call. And that's about all I've got, Marty. Thank you for letting me come in. Back to Nick, KB3MXM. This is November 3. This is Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
All right. Very good, Milford. Thank you. Please send me a note, email on that. I'll get it posted via the Twitter page and over to Facebook. And we'll put it in the section news next time, too. And Tom just added here also excuse me, W3TEDH is available to provide Skywarn net control classes to any group in service area of Sterling Forecast Office as long as they have a solid commitment from 10 hams. So raise your hand, get on the list. All right, let's go to let's start over. KB3WQI. KB3WQI, a few words, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Alpha Delta 9 Oscar one more time. Here we go. Alpha Delta 9 Oscar, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Marty. This is Rachel, 890 from Baltimore. Sorry about earlier. I am actually coming in on an All-Star Link, which at this point doesn't have any hardware, so I'm just using a cell phone app on an Android device. Eventually it will have hardware, but right now, the antenna is laying down because it needs some adjustments, and the radio is unhooked because we had some ceiling work done, and it's a mess right now. But I should be back on the air shortly, and I look forward to it. Thanks for running the net. Good to check in with the section and everyone and what's going on. So that back to you, 73890.
All right. Thank you very much, Rachel, and thank you for joining us this evening, All-Star Link. Yeah, I'm just I got a dongle, and I got a DVAP. And I'm doing all that crazy stuff now, trying to at least. Thanks again. Okay, how about KB3QWC? KB3QWC is still on. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. I see your note there, Philip. Just hang on just a second. How about November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar, Tommy? You want to check in? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. It was good to see you pop in at the ARIS International meeting. Yesterday you got to see the hardware. This morning we discussed securing space on the upcoming Deep Space Gateway, so we're always looking into the future. And that's all I have, N3TJO, back to net control.
All right. Thank you very much, Tommy. It was, like I said, I've been rather busy, so I only had a few minutes to chop in, but it was good to see everyone and be there. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to say a few words. I wish I had more time, but unfortunately I don't. All right, let's go to Hugh, K3HU, and then after Hugh, we'll go back to ICF for the mobile check-in. Hugh, K3HU. All right, I don't see Hugh, but now that I've checked my list over here again, because I have to keep going over there, I see Brownie. Brownie, you're on the line, man. KZ3AB, Brownie, go ahead. A few words, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, KZ3AB. Well, I just returned home from a three-week trip through the western U.S. and just thought I'd check in. So, hope everyone is well. 73.
All right, Brownie. Welcome back, and glad you had a safe trip. The Brownie is assistant section manager. He does a lot of magic when it comes to getting the section news together and the audio part. And I ran into Herm the other day. Herm was at the Ham Fest. Well, I was talking to him about the VOA repeater. Since I'm only a block away, we want to try to use that some. So anyway, thank you very much, sir, for jumping in and joining us this evening. Let's go to W3ICF. You have a mobile check-in, Phil. Go ahead, sir.
W3ICF.
Yeah, I heard somebody come in there a while ago on the 7-3, and he said mobile check-in, and I didn't catch a call. I thought I recognized the voice. So if you're on 14673 mobile, come on in if you're still in range.
W3HXF, Whiskey 3 Hotel, X-ray, Foxtrot.
Any comments? Go ahead if you have them. I guess that's it, Marty. Back to net control, W3ICF. I just happened to hear him in there, and I thought I'd give him a chance. Back to net control.
All right, Kate. Thanks, Phil. I also heard a check-in on from Southern Maryland, too. They came through Kilo Alpha 3 POX. And is there a station in Southern Maryland would like to check in with us? Go ahead, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to November 2. November 2. Oh, I thought that was a 3. November 2, Hotel Lima Juliet. Go ahead, please.
J-Q.
Thanks, Marty. Name here's Tom. I'm part of the Charles County Radio Club down here, and we're fortunate to have W3TOM as a member. And he forwarded an email, I believe, from you encouraging us to participate in the net. That's why I'm here, getting a feel for it. Other than that, I have no comments other than thank you for all you do for us. This is N2HLJ.
Okay, Tom, give me the call sign again. For some reason, my keyboard keys have all sort of jumbled up. What's the call sign again?
Call sign is November 2, Hotel Lima Juliet, N2HLJ.
Roger, roger. Got it. Thank you very much. All right. Down the list even further, do we have KB3WQI? Are you still checked in? If so, give us a few words. All right. We're going to go to Chris, Kilo Bravo 3, Charlie Sierra. Chris, you still checked in? Go ahead. All right, how about Patrick, KB3, Uniform, Yankee, Zulu. All right, I'm going to go by memory here real quick. I've got the list updated. Let's see if there's anybody I didn't check in. Stand by, folks. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Sexual Echo Link Net on the WB3GXW. Wash_DC Echo Link Node. We meet once a month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. Information can be sent to you via the section news if you can get to the website. That's a good place to start. Or you can sign up to have it delivered to your email box. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And let's see what else I want to share with you this evening. Any information on upcoming events should be sent to Kilo Bravo 3 Mike, X-ray Mike, at ARL.net. And you can also send them to the assistant section manager, KZ3AB, Brownie. All right, let's see if there's anyone I missed. Stand by. I don't see anyone that I missed on the list. I don't think I do. Oh, W3SMD. W3SMD. I didn't call that one, I don't think. Let's see if there's anyone on the W3SMD link system. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, Marty. Nothing particular to add. And that's somehow we went from summer to winter in about one day. KB3MXM from W1JD.
Yes, we did. That just means that I only have to rake my leaves once, because it'll be like, I think Tuesday at 5 o'clock it's scheduled that all leaves will fall off the tree. I'm not sure what week it'll be, but I'm sure it's scheduled. All right, folks, look, I think that's going to be it for this evening. Let me check the text box. And we've got W3HXF. Okay, I'll wire him down. And Ken's got to leave. And it looks like all I've got so far. So is there anyone that I might have missed or has anything to add for the benefit of the group? Your call sign, please. Go ahead. I should say that'll be it for the night because I must have clicked on the button and said goodbye. All right, 7-3s all. Have a good night. And remember, the meteor shower is this weekend. Goodbye.
WY3N, W3YVQ.
Hi, Al. Yeah, go ahead. I was just thinking maybe mention NTSD. Maybe give an update on how things are going with it. Over.
It has virtually ceased to exist. The NTSD was first codified in the Methods and Practices Guidelines in the posting in 2004, where we added it to Chapter 6 along with the Terms of Reference. After the split here a year ago or so, the NTSD now operates totally under Radio Relay International as the Digital Traffic Network, or DTN, and consists of the area hubs and the region hubs throughout the country, all linked with automatic forwarding on HF Backdoor. And our section nets send digital traffic stations to those region hubs to pull traffic down for the sections and receive traffic for posting for national distribution. And that system can handle both the regular radiogram and the hybrid radiogram, which contains an email formatted text between the breaks, which can be the extracted text of an ICS form, for example. And the NTSD structure, therefore, is not really operational any longer. Here in MDC, for example, we get about 95% of our traffic from the DTN, and all of our outbound traffic goes to Radio Relay International via its third region connection. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for that update. That was good. All right. I was kind of curious where things were in the scheme of things, and I guess with the... Okay, I got you. Well, thank you very much. Might be something to talk a little bit about next time on there, although I see a few folks still hanging in there. So anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to head out and get some dinner. Starting to get a little hungry. Thanks a bunch. WI3N.
3JQQ.
We can come up here individually if you like. Maybe even Tom might like to participate in that discussion. But the manual nets of the RRI handle radiogram traffic like NTS always did, except that they do not have specific section affiliated nets, but we work with and accept traffic from and send traffic to the section nets that were part of NTS insofar as the section structure is concerned, because that's still the section manager's prerogative to have a, quote, NTS, unquote, connection. The DTN handles both regular radiograms and the hybrid that contains the email formatted text, so you can send ICS 213 text. And WinLink 2000, of course, is used nationwide, and that handles radiogram traffic to hybrids and handles also email formatted content and regular email formatted messaging, including attached documents and images and so forth. And RRI operates with that as an augmentation to the national network system as well. So RRI is currently the only truly nationwide messaging service for any of the modes.
Oh, okay. You know, it would be interesting maybe sometime to do a webinar on the NTS and all that, just so people could come in and, because webinars tend to be, you know, PowerPoints and visual stuff. So, I don't know. Anyway, just a thought. Might be a thing to do one of these days to get folks to understand what it is, what's going on, and how it works. All right. Well, anyway, thank you very much. This is WI3M.
Okay, very well. And, of course, some of the documentation hasn't caught up with all the changes yet, but it's possible to create it. RRI has some mapping present on their webpage already. And the DTN still has eastern, central, and western area hub stations in the DTN, along with the region stations, and the sections interface with those. And of course, WinLink is ubiquitous. Every square inch of the country can access a gateway on HF or VHF, UHF packet as necessary, or over the internet if they have to. So there is still a national umbrella, if you will, of communication on all the modes. And the voice and CW nets were also mandated by PNSC to add the ICS 213 to its quiver, but we had already done so through DTN. That's been handling the hybrid text even a year or two before they came out with that edict. However, to handle email formatted text on voice and CW nets requires additional overhead for the protocols necessary to distinguish case and to add in situ punctuation, etc. It's a long paragraph, isn't it, over?
Yes, it is. But like I say, I think it might just be a help down the road if maybe we could go through ARRL or something and do a short series of webinars for people to check in and find out what it's about. I mean, as we sit and talk about things, I think I kind of know what you're talking about pretty much, but a lot of folks may not. It's just words to them and acronyms and, you know, who knows what. So maybe, I don't know, like I say, down the road through the ARRL webinar, you can put 1,000 people on there, no problem. And do a few talks and get the word out. Anyway, that's my suggestion. Back to you, WI3M.
Well, I think it's a good suggestion, save for one minor detail to be ironed out, and that is RRI is not an ARRL function. It's a separate corporation. And if we were to unilaterally begin to make presentations, I'm not sure what the league president's demeanor would be on the topic, since he essentially obviated the terms of reference of the NTS and is in command. We haven't had any elections or meetings, however, the staff committees are dormant. So it's a difficult situation. I think both sides have been kind of sitting quietly, trying to avoid making waves at the current moment. Over.
Roger that. Okay. Yeah, it's too bad where things went, but I still feel. I mean, we worked on the ECAC committee, and one of the goals was to try to put Humpty Dumpty together, and I think it can be if folks decide they'd like to do it. It could be done, but. Yeah, I know. There was a lot going on, a lot of things happening. So, we'll see where it goes, and maybe talk to Tom, W3TOM, about it a little bit, and see if he has any thoughts on the subject or whatever. But ARRL does have the GoToWebinar software available if anybody wanted to do a talk on it. Also, I think Bill Edgar may even still have it, so that's another option to pull it out of that venue into just a private venue, but people could sign up and, you know, I think a few webinars would be a good idea. Anyway, just my thought, but all right, well, thank you very much, Al, and have a great evening. I'm going to go up and hopefully get some dinner soon. This is WI3N, I'll be clear.
I know what you're feeling. I haven't had dinner yet either, and third region late is coming up here in 10 minutes or so. I have to go do that and then late MDD, and then I'm going to eat. And I'm thinking of making a big juicy cheeseburger, maybe with some blue cheese and such. Anyhow, good talking with you, sir, and more details on the rest of that at your pleasure. W3YVQ.